down in the scrub oak country to the southeast Texas Gulf. There used to ride a brakeman double tough. He worked the town of Kilgore in Longview, 12 miles down. And the travelers all said the little East Texas Reddy was the meanest bull around. If you rode by night or the broad daylight in the wintry wind or the sun, you would always see little East Texas Red just a sporting his smooth running gun. And the tail got switched down the stems and manes, and everybody said that the meanest bull on them shiny irons was that little East Texas Red. It was on a cold and a windy morn, it was the long cords 9 or 10. A couple of boys on the hunt of a job, they stood in that blizzardy wind. Hungry and cold, they knocked on the doors of the working people around for a piece of meat and a carrot or spud just to boil a stew around. Well, East Texas Red come down the line and he swung off that old number 2. He kicked their bucket over a bush and he dumped out all of their stew. And the traveler said, little East Texas Red, you better get your business straight, 'cause you're gonna ride your little black train just 1 year from today. Well, Red, he laughed and he climbed the bank and he swung on the side of a wheeler. And the boys caught a tanker to Seminole, then west to Amarillo. They caught them a job of oil field work and they followed a pipeline down. It took them lots of places before that year had rolled around. Then on a cold and a windy morn, they caught them a Gulf-bound train. They shivered and shook with a dough in their clothes to the scrub oak flats again. With their warm suits of clothes and their overcoats, they walked into a store. They paid that man for some meat and stuff just to boil a stew once more. The ties they tracked down that cinder dump and they came to that same old spot where East Texas Red just 1 year ago had dumped their last stew pot. Well, the smoke of their fire went higher and higher and Red come down the line. With his head ducked low in that wintry wind, he waved old number 9. He walked on down through the jungle yards and he came to that same old spot. And there was the same 2 men again around that same stew pot. Red went to his knees and he hollered, "Please don't pull your trigger on me. I did not get my business straight," but he did not get his say. A gun wheeled out of an overcoat and it played that old 1-2. And Red was dead when the other 2 men sat down to eat their stew.